The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program. Resolve your farming disputes outside of court with free mediation services. For more information, visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. Navigating a tough mix for sugar beet producers and a short covering in the markets. Hello, Michigan. I'm Greg Allen. This is Michigan Ag Today. Sugar beets are a staple for many Michigan farmers, but growers in the Great Lakes state are navigating a tough mix of market pressures and federal policy challenges this year. Across Michigan's sugar beet growing region, farmers are cautiously optimistic about this year's harvest with strong sugar content in the fields. But even as cooperatives like Michigan Sugar process hundreds of thousands of tons of beets into sugar, producers are dealing with falling commodity prices and economic headwinds in the broader farm economy. According to the CEO of the American Sugar Alliance, Luther Markwart,
the challenges are we've got very low prices, and that's going to be reflected in the beet checks. Everybody knows that. Nobody's happy about it.
Global production is also rising sharply, making it harder for U.S. sugar beet farmers to compete.
The problem is we've had subsidized dump Brazilian sugar that has come into our country that we really didn't need, but tier two tariffs have been paid, and they're not high enough to protect us from that surplus sugar coming in.
In spite of all the issues sugar beet producers face, Markwart is proud to be part of such a resilient organization.
Michigan sugar producers, along with other producers in the United States, are some of the most efficient growers in the world.
For Michigan beet growers trying to balance costs in uncertain markets, the road ahead hinges not just on good weather and strong yields, but on federal policies that can either ease or tighten their economic squeeze. Find more on this story at MichiganAgToday.com.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Strong winds are shifting straight out of the north as we move through the rest of your Friday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with that Michigan Ag Today weather update. North winds are going to shift the burden of lake effect a little bit farther, in different directions, let's just say. Big lake effect event trying to pop up over Indiana, northwest Indiana, overnight tonight into tomorrow. But I do still think we're going to be seeing some western Michigan action, and especially northern Michigan action, as winds come across Lake Superior and northern parts of the Great Lakes. So watch that today. What I basically am looking at here is central and southeastern Michigan should be getting away relatively unscathed through your Friday. A mix of clouds and sunshine, but everybody's still pretty doggone cold. Arctic high pressure continues to dominate our region here. We should get mostly sunny skies in all parts of the state for Sunday to finish the weekend. And then we've got a clipper system that moves through overnight Sunday night through Monday. That clipper system can give a quick coating to maybe an inch max to about 75% of Michigan as we move through Monday. Behind it, we get dry for Tuesday. High pressure sits right over the top of us, staying dry for Wednesday and Thursday. Another system coming through the Great Lakes on Friday, anywhere from a coating to a couple of inches possible out of that, because we still stay in this cold sector. Cold air holds for the weekend, and we finally see some signs of maybe some temperature moderation the following week, the week of the 9th. But if it's going to come in here, it's not coming until late in the week right now. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. Have a great weekend. Dodge the snow showers, especially for Saturday. But you should have a better day on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Well, here we are in 2026, but a lot of 2025 is still hanging around. Fortunately, the award-winning farm broadcasters that kept you informed in 2025 are still here in 26. Michigan Ag Today has the largest farm news gathering team in the state with the experience and resources you can trust. There are a lot of unknowns ahead in 2026, but you can count on Michigan Ag Today to deliver the information you will need. On air and online, turn to Michigan Ag Today.
Final numbers coming up, but now let's take a closer look at those markets. There was more short covering in the start of yesterday's session, but the money flow then cooled and markets worked close to even most of the session. Here's Andy Eubank, along with Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting, for a closer look.
Some back and forth in the markets on Thursday, Carl, and mostly steady in the grains, although late gains in Chicago wheat and mostly lower for soybeans. So it looks like the money flow dried up at least to a degree on Thursday.
Yeah, and boy, it was a strange day for money flow. Equity markets also seeing a big move. The U.S. dollar started out the day higher, ended lower, as did several of the equity markets. This really drove the soybeans a little bit lower today, put some pressure on that market, along with a little bit of a setback in the products. It was a good week for export sales, but not what you would call a fantastic week for soybeans. And with the building pressure that we're seeing out of Brazil on their harvest, although they're not real quick to make exports, we know they're coming down the pike, and that did put a little bit of pressure on the soy complex, especially after several days of gains. Corn and wheat, though, managed to separate themselves. There's some legitimate weather concerns around the globe on the grain crops, mainly in South America on the corn. Argentina cutting their crop 2 million metric tons this week with a downward pressure expected. And in the Black Sea region, seeing heavy winter kill in the wheat in Russia. China also reporting record winter kill. A lot of support underneath those grain markets right now.
Talk about geopolitical concerns and any possible impact there on the markets.
One that really stands out at me, Andy, right now is what we're doing with South Korea. South Korea is a leading importer of U.S. commodities and has been a very good buyer in recent weeks. The announcement from President Trump that he may be bumping up their tariffs came as a bit of a surprise to the market here.
And that was Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. March corn finished up 75 cents at 430 and three quarters. May corn also up one at 439. March soybeans wound up in the red at 1072 and a quarter, down two and three quarters. May beans down as well, two at 1085 and three quarters. March wheat ending up five and a half, 541 and a half. Feb live cattle sold off at 235.50, down $1.32. Feb hogs down a quarter at 87.70. And February class three milk down 9 cents, ending 1463. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.